She had deserved more from him. "She ran off with Yaroslav because I didn't give a damn," he said, meeting his sister's eyes squarely. Louisa snorted.
"Last time I heard, the church hadn't started handing out dispensations for adultery on the basis of a husband's lack of affection. Who could give a damn about Yvette? I can't abide a woman who makes an art out of complaining."
"Her children."
"Now, there you're wrong," his sister said cheerfully, getting up from the desk. "The babes hardly knew what she looked like, and they've forgotten her entirely by now. The last time she visited Lindo Castle was 2 years ago, at Yuletide. Did she spend any time in the nursery? No."
"She was great with child," Hugo pointed out.
"Other mothers managed to visit their children during confinement. She deposited the newborn with a wet nurse and climbed into a carriage 2 days later. About the only thing I can say for Yvette is that she has a constitution like an ox. 6 children in four?"
"4 children in 6 years," Hugo corrected. Louisa shrugged.
"The nursery is so crowded that I lose track. To return to the important point, you have no need for more offspring, but you do need a mother for those you already have. If I include Parth in the number, since the boy is now an orphan, you have 8 children.
Hugo nodded. "True."
"You're like that old woman who lived in a shoe, except Lindo Castle is a mighty fine shoe. Luckily, you aren't showing your age, or should I say our age. So you should be able to scoop up a new duchess without a problem," his twin continued.
"No lady would want to marry a divorced man," Hugo pointed out, keeping it simple.
He was not only divorced, an exceedingly rare status granted by an act of parliament only in cases of extraordinarily bad behaviour. He was jaded, cynical, and completely uninterested in the flimsy, foolish twaddle that passed for polite conversation.
"I'll be damned if another wife of mine takes a lover," he added. "I should have challenged Yaroslav the moment I heard of it."
The sad truth was that he hadn't cared enough to duel the man. "Pshaw, he wasn't worth it," Louisa said, with a dismissive wave of her hand. "Yvette was a hussy. The key is to find a woman with disdain for the bed. Believe me, London is full of ladies in that frame of mind."
Hugo groaned. "A lovely prospect for a spouse."
"You have a fine figure," Louisa said, surveying him from head to foot. "You'll need to order a new suit, of course. That is pitifully passé. Luckily, I have a length of rose silk that I can donate to the cause."
Hugo glanced down at his breeches, waistcoat and coat, made from sombre grey with black buttons. "Rose silk," he said with revulsion.
"Overstitched with gold thread," his sister said, nodding. "You're disgustingly handsome, even given the wild eyebrows, so I'm not worried on that front. No, the real problem is persuading a skittish lady that 8 children don't pose an insurmountable burden. I'll definitely have to sacrifice the rose silk. It might be enough to weight the scales of your desirability against your offspring."
"No need for sacrifice," Hugo said, his tone sharpening. "I employ 2 nannies, 3 nursemaids, and a governess. That's enough mothering. What's more, given that Horatius is at Oxford and Roland, Alaric, and Parth at Eton, 4 of the 8 would scorn the notion they needed mothering." Louisa groaned.
"Parth is more trouble than the other boys put together. Did I tell you about what he..." She cut herself off. "Never mind that. Ignoring those boys, and the 2 others for the moment, you have daughters in the nursery. I'm serious, Hugo." He raised an eyebrow. "The girls must be taken to London, presented at court, and brought out at balls. That's not to mention the delicate business of steering them away from fortune hunters and toward respectable young men."
"You," she shook her head.
"Your daughters cannot wither in Cheshire, going to the local assemblies, living on the edge of a bog, racketing around the castle with no one to talk to."
That stung. "I visit the nursery at least once a day."